takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
People are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. Who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism.
Easily I approach the microphone. In this land of jokes, can't leave it alone, cause you know I can see right
here. Here we are. Welcome to Lone Lantern Radio. I am your host, Gary Franchi, and founder of the Lone Lantern Society of America. Just want to say thank you for tuning in tonight. You are listening live or from the free downloadable, shareable archive at rbnlive.com. You can check out some of our past shows. Simply go to that website, rbnlive.com, click on archive, scroll down, and you can download them all for free. Put them on CD, listen to them in your car, share them with friends and family, get the message out. That's what it's about. It's about sharing truth with our fellow Americans across this great republic of ours. Just an announcement here for you. The new site, LoneLantern.org, has gone live. Our webmaster has been working tirelessly and just in overtime to get this thing rolling. You can check it out, LoneLantern.org. Also, plug into our forums. You can simply do that by clicking on the left side of the page. You'll see a link to our forums. Get in there. You know, strange thing happened just the other night. Approximately 100 new people signed in. I don't know what happened. But boom, all of a sudden, before you knew it, I looked at the list, and there they were, 100 new people. It was amazing. So I hope you will, too, join the conversation. You know, one of the features of the Lone Lantern forums is if you have a group, we can create a privately viewable section for them. So you can share info, communicate, private message, and strategize on how we can take back our republic from the corporate fascists currently destroying our nation. Also, our chat room is up and running. You can click over there at lonelantern.org/chat.html. People are in there now. Hello, Duff. Hello, Rita. Welcome to the chat room. Welcome to Lone Lantern Radio. Also, we have a great guest tonight, Chris Emery, who is a filmmaker and investigator about Oklahoma City. That tragic day, April 19th, 1995. We're going to have him on just after the break. He's got some new information for us. Also, we need your support. Go to gear.lonelantern.org. Get some great shirts or hats. Wear them proudly. Support the Lone Lantern Society. We can't do it without you. We'll be back on the flip side of the break with Chris Emery. Some new information about Oklahoma City. And your phone calls for Chris as well. We will see you on the flip side.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore.
Here we are.
Our government is totally
we are
out
back.
Of control.
The break is over and the show begins. I just wanted to let everybody know, if you haven't yet, get to rbnlive.com. Sign the petition to put RBN on Sirius Satellite Radio. I know a lot of our listeners are tuning in through Low Power FM, shortwave, and through the net. Let's break one more barrier. Let's get on satellite radio and expand our listener base and wake up more Americans to the truth. We can't do it without you. So get to rbnlive.com, click on the banner, and sign the petition. You know, I'm not here to make you a follower. I'm not here for you to follow me. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. Remember that. So our guest tonight, and we will be taking calls for Chris. So if you have questions about Oklahoma City, questions about his film, you can give us a call. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be taking your calls just after 7:30 this evening. It is Central Time here in Chicago, broadcasting live, so just adjust your time schedule to Pacific or Eastern if you're in a different time zone. Now, Chris Emery has created he's in the process of working on a film. He's got some new evidence and some breaking information about the Oklahoma City case. We're going to jump right over to Chris and talk to him about these unfolding events. Chris, are you there?
Yes. Thank you for having me on, Gary. It's a pleasure to always come on.
Chris, it's a pleasure to have you here as well. You know, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, Oklahoma City. I know you gave an excellent presentation in Chicago with Pat Shannon. It's so cut and dry what happened there and the cover up involved. You know, the controlled demolition or the attempted controlled demolition of that building.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're working on a documentary. First, if you could, let the listeners know a little bit how you got involved with the case for Oklahoma City bombing.
I have a limited background with a major media outlet, Third Tier Market, not too far from Chicago, actually, and I had the opportunity to study the downing of the TWA 800 case back in 1998-1999, and I found out that 52 of the FBI agents who were asked to investigate that case, at least 52, were also involved with Oklahoma City. Well, during my research on the TWA case, I found that thing went south real quick, that the center fuel tank explosion was ludicrous, if not a complete patent lie, and it really piqued my interest to see why the FBI and the NTSB would have lied about that case. And as I dug into that closer, the case closer, I had to make a decision to either fly up to Long Island and talk to victims' family members, there was another opportunity to investigate the Oklahoma City case by virtue of the fact that a colleague of mine in the media had given me a tape containing close to 2 hours of raw footage that was shot within 20 minutes after the Oklahoma City bombing occurred. Well, logistics and cost and so forth actually convinced me to pursue the Oklahoma City case. Long story short, 6 years ago, last week, is when I started it. And bringing together my background and experience with media and talking to a few of my film colleagues, this is, we've got to go ahead and research this case and make a documentary film on it. It's been a slow but a very measured process, and we're very excited, looking forward to releasing the film at the end of January of next year.
So you said you came across footage that was shot about 20 minutes after the actual bombing.
Yes. Go ahead.
Is this footage that has been seen by the public as of yet, or is this something that's going to be pretty groundbreaking when it's released?
It was shown on local affiliates. Some of it has not been seen. It was raw satellite uplink footage that was literally just fed out into basically out into outer space for satellites to pick up if CNN or any of the major networks were willing to download it, you know, to their flagship stations. They chose not to do that. But a lot of the local affiliates kept this raw footage, and it's been since secured away in various sources and in repositories in Oklahoma. And it shows definitive proof that, yes, there were multiple ordnance devices inside the AP Murrah building, and that is what caused the extensive damage. And the raw footage itself, I mean, you can't deny that. Police officers and law enforcement officials, both on the local, the county, the state, and federal level, that had looked at those tapes, pointed out to myself and my crew and a lot of the other researchers helping out on the project, they said, yes, this is what happened, and they walked us right through it. They said that the truck bomb was very minimal, if anything at all, cause of the damage to the building. And the catchphrase now is, in the whole scheme of things, in the damage of the AP Murrah building, the truck bomb was simply an afterthought.
Fascinating. So this footage was captured by just a news team that was there, fed up to satellite, and it was given out to all the, you know, affiliates across the country.
That's correct. They were, in fact, I was looking at some of the archive footage a few months ago, one of the sources where we have it stored, and they were shooting it within 20 minutes after the bombing. Channel 4 and Channel 9 were refeeding it through Tulsa and some of the North Texas affiliate stations they were working with. I had the TV crews less than three blocks away at a major city. All of the city leaders were having a big prayer breakfast that morning at the Civic Center, which is less than five blocks away. And when the explosion, multiple explosions occurred, of course, whoever, you know, the stringers and the cameramen were at that event, they immediately rushed up to the scene of the bombing. And within 20 minutes, they were rolling graphic, live, unedited footage. It was unbelievable what they were able to lay down on tape. So,
so what is it in the footage that that you can see that's the evidence for the? I mean, I know from what I've seen already in different documentaries about how the media manipulated the story after the fact, after they had gotten their talking points handed down to them. You know, I heard the talking heads say, "Hey, we got another bomb being taken out of the building. We've got, you know, the bomb squad's going back in, and we're clearing the area." And then, you know, not more than several hours later, oh, we got one bomb, one shooter, one truck. So, I mean, how does this footage show? Like, what could the listener that or the viewer see?
Well, here's a key point. A lot of folks aren't aware of it. The Oklahoma Broadcasters Association is their headquarters is located in a building about, I'd say it's about 3 miles north of where the Murrah Building was located. And they occupied the fifth floor from the top of this building. It was the fifth floor down from the top. The top four floors are actually occupied by the FBI. It's in Penn Tower. The FBI is no longer in there. They've relocated farther north. A half hour, in fact, we're looking at 8:32 a.m., which was exactly 30 minutes before the bombing, the FBI ordered the evacuation of not only their offices, but of the entire building. They literally walked into the radio stations that were on the floor where the Oklahoma Broadcasters Association offices were. They pulled their personnel off, literally live on the air, and says, "Get the hell out of this building now." This is 30 minutes before the bombing. This is on the tape. These people, Oklahoma Broadcasters personnel, were being interviewed by the local affiliates saying, "Yeah, the FBI told us to get out of the building a half hour before." How did the FBI know what was going on? That is proof positive right there that there was prior knowledge that something was going to go down severe. It wasn't a surprise.
So,
and,
okay, the Oklahoma City Broadcasting Association, where was there? Their offices were where?
Oklahoma Broadcasters Association. It was located in Penn Tower, which is about 3 miles north of the Murrah Building. That's where the FBI had their four floors of their offices located. It was very innocuous. The FBI typically does that. They go in a regular business building, and you don't know that they're there unless you're supposed to know that they're there. Anyway, they ended up evacuating not only their four floors, but the entire building. And
three miles from the Murrah Building,
from the Murrah Building. So they knew something was going to come down. They had it pegged that their offices were marked, and you don't evacuate four floors, let alone the entire building, unless you know something serious is coming down. It takes quite a bit to do that on the FBI's part. We also found out through trusted sources that the Capitol Building in Little Rock, Arkansas, was surrounded not only by their security, the Capitol security, but by State Patrol, as well as federal law enforcement officers that morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. They knew something was coming down in Arkansas. So for the federal officials, the top federal officials, to say that they had no idea that this was going to happen, again, it's a patent lie. I mean, why would they evacuate a local building and then also have a security perimeter of well over 200 officers at a state Capitol building in Little Rock? Go ahead.
The proximity of Little Rock, Arkansas, compared to Oklahoma, how do you connect the two? I know we're speculating at this point, but why would they want to surround the Arkansas Capitol? And
they knew something was coming down. April 19 was the anniversary. It was Patriot Day. But the point that I was trying to make, and some of the other folks that had brought that up and researched it, that the Oklahoma Capitol building is less than 4 miles from where the AP Murrah building was located. There was no security alert at all there. They were completely just left out of the loop of the notice. We don't know why to this point. But that's just one of many things that were actually brought out on the tape. Some other things, of course, is, you know,
Chris,
Dan Rather had coined the phrase that... Go ahead.
We're coming up on a break.
Okay.
And we're going to pick this up on the other side. We got Chris Emery, filmmaker, researcher. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. See you on the flip side.
All that is needed is that a state of war. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same time, the consequences of being at war, and therefore in danger, makes the handing over of all power to a small caste seem the natural, unavoidable condition of survival. War, it will be seen, not only accomplishes the necessary destruction, but accomplishes it in a psychologically acceptable way.
Welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. I'm your host, Gary Franchi. Get over to the chat room, lonelantern.org/chat. Join the conversation. Also, give us a call. Got some questions or comments for Chris Emery. 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And remember, get over to rbnlive.com and sign the Sirius Satellite Radio petition. More people need to hear the truth in this great country of ours. So now we're back. We got Chris Emery on the line. Chris, you know, a lot has transpired since that fateful day in 1995. Recently, some news has broken about some connections in Chicago, as well as some new footage of Timothy McVeigh when he was believed to be not in the military any longer. What can you share with our listeners about some new evidence for that day?
Mark Johnson, a very good writer, one of the senior managing editors for Hustler magazine, was approached by a filmmaker out of Chicago by the name of Bill Bean about a year and a half ago. Bill had come across some footage when he was on a scouting trip for a pilot project film that he was writing back in 1994, I believe it was. 1993. In August of 93, he happened to go to Camp Gruber in South Dakota, and some of the footage that he shot, we've since later learned, was actually of Timothy McVeigh under an assumed name and under an assumed rank, quite a bit lower than the rank that he served when he was in the Gulf War. It pigeonholes perfectly with the time that the FBI actually lost track of McVeigh, and it was at a National Guard camp specializing in demolition as well as engineering and so forth for military purposes. So that article actually can be, I believe, downloaded off of the Hustler magazine website. Now, some people are saying, well, it's Hustler. Well, it's actually a very good article, very well written, and there is a writer that's Brian Sachs, who's also involved with the 9/11 movement. He actually contributed to that article. So having said that, that clearly shows that McVeigh was basically under an assumed name and under a cutout role with a, we don't know if it was CIA or military intelligence, but he did have extensive training in military ordnance and demolition skills.
So would you say, I mean, Chris, or Timothy McVeigh was used obviously as the fall guy, the passy.
Sure.
In what capacity would his role be at Camp Gruber, educating him on how to do certain things, but, you know, as the fall guy, what would he have been learning there, or was he, you know, was he a knowing, did he know he was a fall guy, or I'm just trying to piece his whole role in this and how that footage in the timeline of things fits into the official story.
Right. Well, the official story was that he left the military in 1992. He was a washout from Special Forces, and he pretty much just he disappeared. The FBI was tracking him as a vagrant traveling around the country to Arizona, to Kansas, but they had no idea that he was in South Dakota, or North Dakota, I take that back. The ironic thing is that he was stopped right after the bombing, the morning of the bombing, by a trooper, Oklahoma State trooper, and he had a South Dakota driver's license on him. The FBI had no idea that he even had a South Dakota driver's license. So we think that he was actually living under several assumed names, at least two or three, and that he was on a mission to whatever. I mean, whatever intelligence or military operations had deemed it necessary for him to do. We think that he only knew a part of the operation, and that's typically the mode of operation for them. They only go so far, and then somebody else takes over. So there's no way physically, financially, mentally that McVeigh could have pulled off the Oklahoma City bombing. And Nichols was even less of incompetence. So what I'm trying to get at is that these guys were a part of the big puzzle. We know of at least 12 individuals, we meaning myself and the 65 other researchers working on this project, trying to put this film together. They were two of the 12 that actually pulled this crime off. So here again, for the Department of Justice and the FBI to say, yes, we've, you know, they're waving their flag and puffing up their chest and saying, we've got the two guys, and that's all that was involved, it's ridiculous. And they know it's ridiculous, and it's criminal for them to even state something as such.
This whole case is fascinating to learn the ins and outs and the puzzle pieces as they fall. And, you know, I wanted to talk about how this relates to September 11th and what similarities there are between Oklahoma City, the World Trade Center collapse, you know, legislation and stuff. What similarities can you see between the two?
Well, for one thing, and just right off the top, the victims, family members, and survivors of both tragedies have been ignored, have been patronized, and have been lied to by the Department of Justice.
Chris, we are coming up on a break. This is a very important topic that we need to address. We'll be back on the flip side with Chris Emery, your calls, in Lone Lantern Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control.
We are back. Lone Lantern Radio. Yes, our government is out of control. At least a small faction is. And we hope to see Ron Paul gain some momentum in this new presidential race. Get out and support Ron Paul this election season. Sign the petition to RBNLive.com. Put RBN on Sirius Satellite Radio. And get into our chat room. LoneLantern.org/chat. Now we're talking with Chris Emery, filmmaker, investigator of the Oklahoma City bombing. And we want to kind of talk with Chris and take your calls at 1-800-313-9443. We've got a couple callers on the line. Fred in Pennsylvania and Will in Montana will be coming to your calls in just a moment. But we do want to talk to Chris about the similarities between the Oklahoma City bombing and the World Trade Center. you know, there was legislation that was passed immediately after the Oklahoma City bombing took place. Just like in 9/11, there's legislation passed. What do these events do to the public mindset and, you know, to serve the greater agenda of the globalists, the New World Order, and the criminal elite, corporate fascists? Chris, what similarities have you discovered, parallel timelines and such, between the two events?
Well, the crime scenes in both cases, Oklahoma City, New York, the Pentagon, and Shanksville were all maturely. And the victims' family members and survivors simply were dismissed as they were patronized, they were lied to, and they were ignored. I see a carbon copy of what happened here in Oklahoma City on 9/11. Which it's really unfortunate and it's disgusting that these people are treated with so much disrespect. I've received an email here from Kyle Hentz on his anger and frustration over the communications director for the Office of Representative Kucinich from Ohio and the fact that they dropped the 9/11 case from their agenda. It was his number one priority back when he was running for office in November, and all of a sudden it's eliminated. That is the same conduct we have with both cases.
Is Kucinich running again this season?
He was reelected. In fact, he's been promoted as a now, of course, they're the majority party, and he's on a subcommittee for, I believe, oversight and internal relations. I'm not quite sure what the exact title is here. I'm looking through my notes, but you know, the weird thing about Oklahoma City was, unfortunate thing was, that none of the U.S. representatives or the U.S. senators stepped forward to say, hey, this thing needs to be looked at in a fresh look. It took a state representative, Charles Key, to do that with two or three of his colleagues in the state house. And he was ostracized and played as a fool for many years in the paper. And anybody that knows him personally, including myself, knows that that's simply not true. He's a very upstanding and very solid and individual with good morals. So other similarities, we found a couple of the researchers on the crew found that, let's see here, Massaoui had personal connections and a roommate. He actually lived in Norman, Oklahoma, which is 17 miles south of Oklahoma City.
Wait. You said Massaoui? Zacharias Massaoui?
Yes, that's correct. And it was his ex-roommate, Melvin Lattimore, that was involved with World Trade Center 93. He was a provocateur for for the Oklahoma City bombing, and he ends up rooming with Massaoui. So we found that Muhammad Atta passed through Oklahoma City just a few months before 9/11, and that Nicholas Berg, the gentleman that was allegedly beheaded, and we saw that whole fiasco on the Internet, we found that he was also involved basically on a marginal basis in 9/11.
Wait a second. Wait, Nick Berg?
Yes.
Okay. Nick Berg and was... He was in... It was Iraq, and he was beheaded. What was he doing in Iraq?
We don't know. He was actually arrested for vagrancy at the University of Oklahoma on three different occasions, and we found that he had connections with Massaoui also. So there's a lot of strange things. It's not coincidence. We know it's deliberate. We're just trying to figure out why these individuals were crossing through Norman. It was the doormat for terrorism since the early 90s. In fact, Osama bin Laden's pilot actually trained at the airfield in Norman, the same place where Nick Berg was and where Massaoui was. Why would Osama bin Laden's pilot be training there? I mean, this is definitive. It's not hearsay. It's not conjecture. We've got fact. We know when these people came through town. So, but yes, there's a lot of connections, and it's really bizarre when you look at it, but... you know that, like I said, it's not just by coincidence. It was by design. It was deliberate. And we're trying to figure out why.
So there was a sketch that was floating around. I know it's still out there. I believe it was John Doe number 2. There was speculation that he was an Iraqi. Is it possible that, in fact, was Massaoui or Muhammad Atta?
No. We pretty much were able to run a timeline of where those individuals were at the time, and it wasn't them. We know that there were actually two different teams pulling off the Oklahoma City case, and it's textbook CIA, just like I mentioned in the Chicago presentation. You get one team to do the dirty deed, and the other team to take the fall. the one that actually carried it off, you never see them again. That's the way the CIA runs, and that's the way it was designed. So we know of six John Doe 2s, or John Doe 1, John Doe 2 through 6, that were actually downtown. They were cited by very credible witnesses, 23 of them, in fact, and that were within blocks of the bombing, within three different vehicles, smoking a cigarette, waiting for the building to blow up. I mean, it's horrific when you put this whole thing together. McVeigh and Nichols didn't pull this off by themselves. Anybody that still believes that either hasn't looked at the case and the facts, or they're just choosing to ignore reality. And that's what it all boils down to.
Well, I don't even know where to go next. I mean, I've seen some of your evidence that proves that there was explosives placed on gas mains.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that? I think that's a fascinating point.
There was one law enforcement officer. I have to keep his confidentiality, maintain that. But he discovered, working with a canine search and rescue crew, that there was ordnance placed on an 8-inch gas main on the west side of the Murrah building in the loading dock area that did not go off because the initial blast had destroyed the mercury switch on the ordnance. It was set to go off for 9:12, exactly 10 minutes after the initial blast. About a half hour after that discovery, he found an exploded ordnance on the east side of the building, below grade, which is considered the basement of the Murrah building. And they had clear Middle Eastern signature designs, custom-made, machined fittings on the top of these ordnances that clearly shows it was military grade. It wasn't something you would buy off the shelf. So it had nothing to do with the Anfo truck or what was actually in the truck. And that truck was just a diversion. It was just a false flag.
Oh, wow, the truck was a diversion, and these explosive ordnances were found in different parts of the building.
Yes.
I mean, what kind of ordnance are we talking? I mean, I don't have any working knowledge of military ordnance.
Right.
I mean, the only thing I know is from Hollywood, you know, C4 and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know... or have information on what type of ordnance that these devices were?
Yes, I can specifically tell you what's on the gas pipe. It was actually a 5-gallon drum of fulminated mercury, which is infinitely more powerful than dynamite, and it was attached to this gas main. So I can't get into the details of the other. That'll be coming out of the film, and it's pretty sensitive stuff right now. But I'm sure you can understand. By the
of
way,
course.
I want to let you know I did sign that petition for the Sirius Radio uplink, and I think RBN should be offered on satellite radio. And John Stadtmiller and the entire crew does an excellent job with the network. So
they definitely do, and our hats are off to John and to Danny and to Manny, the engineer, all those guys working hard to keep RBN running. You know, we're gonna go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, do you have a question or a comment for Chris Emery?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Fred.
Fred.
Hi. Hi. Yes, I've got some information to share with and ask. I think that Timothy McVeigh's whole life was a diversion. It was used as a diversion. All of the so-called facts of his life meant to be supporting the Oswald hypothesis were a diversion from the workings of the terrorists, the true terrorists. I think you had as a dogma that the media spread was that he did a good job in the war, but something went wrong with his mind. And he was infected with the Christian movement, the white supremacist movement, the survivalist movement, and we should all be warned that all of that is unpatriotic. And I think basically,
Fred, you bring up a really interesting point there. And you know, one thing that I did see that came out of the Oklahoma City bombing was the groups that were demonized. As a result, you know, patriot militia type groups who are only functioning within the confines of the Constitution, you know, Oklahoma City served to break that up and to bring these people you know, bad press. I mean, I think that was definitely one of the outcomes, the intended outcomes for the destruction of that building.
It was like shock and awe, basically, and you had basically the kind of person that Timothy McVeigh was now, you know, not somebody who could be anybody, but someone that we all had a guard against being. And I think it changed the whole feeling of that mid-90s period, and it was very critical in leading to all of the draconian laws that passed starting around the mid-90s.
That's correct.
It was complete, had its place in history that I think we just can't underestimate. And you know, I was just thinking of the same thing about the natural gas cause of this gigantic explosion. There is actually a film, a video that in slow motion, doesn't it have the whole white flame or a yellow flame of a natural gas explosion starting at the base of that building, Chris?
Well, luckily, Fred, you bring up a good point. McVeigh, we suspect, was under MK Ultra operatives. In fact, when he was remanded at the prison outside of Oklahoma City, Del Reno, he had the head of the MK Ultra program, one of the worst, most sinister individuals out there, visiting him on a regular basis. So you just don't get somebody of that stature and of that caliber in that program visiting a prisoner, regardless of where he is in the federal prison system, unless there's a purpose for that.
Chris, back to the natural. What was that guy's name? The guy's name who visited him?
I have it on the tip of my tongue now. He's since deceased, and here again, there's a Norman connection. He actually was working at the University of Oklahoma in Norman, and he ends up being promoted to be, I don't have the name right now, and I can look at my notes.
Jolly?
But anyway, he was basically the Prince of Darkness as far as the MK Ultra program. He was the worst of the worst.
I just want to thank Fred for his contribution to the show. Thanks for tuning in, Fred. Thanks for calling. Go on, Chris. You're saying the
natural gas explosion actually didn't occur, and I think he was alluding to a coverage of this case that was put out by a National Geographic about a year and a half ago. When I watched that, I just says, my gosh, they're just going off on a tangent that simply isn't true. They had given a hypothesis or a theory if natural gas exploded, but it never occurred. So National Geographic really fell short of the mark on portraying what actually happened in that building. It's just like, you know, the official account of 9/11. It was completely ludicrous. And
Chris,
why they would even show something like that, it was beyond me.
We've got another caller, Will in Montana, with a question or comment for Chris Emery.
Hey, good evening, guys. Thanks for the program. This was excellent.
Thank you.
Chris, have you been in touch with Jaina Davis?
I have. Jaina's done some very good work on the case, and she has covered a good section of it, not the entire case, and I have a lot of respect for her work. Unfortunately, she's chosen not to take part in the production of the film, and that was her choice, and I respect it. But we have a lot of respect for what she did, and as a media colleague, I certainly hold her up to a high standard for the work that she's done on the case.
You'll be able to build on that a bit, I suppose.
Absolutely, yes. In fact, that's one of the cornerstones of the movie. There are quite a few other facets we're going to cover, but she is definitely going to be mentioned in the credits. And if at all possible, we'd like to cite as much work as we can.
Great.
We have to go through the legalese on that.
Hey, who is this person? Jaina Davis, the actress?
Jaina Davis was the correspondent that, I mean, locked on this thing like a pit bull on a pork chop. Within 2 weeks of the bombing, she was all over it, done a superb job. She was with KFOR, a local affiliate. One of them that was actually down shooting the footage 20 minutes after the bombing, it was her station that was doing that.
Oh,
and she pretty much made the FBI sit up and straight and pay attention to what was going on, because she was calling her bluff every single step of the way. They were actually getting very frustrated with her work.
Wow.
I had a couple other questions, if I might.
Okay, just keep it to one. We've got another caller on the line, so okay. We only have a few minutes left in the show.
Okay, thanks. Chris, do you have any information into the videotapes that were, confiscated immediately after that bombing?
Great
question. We do. We found that there were well over 530 tapes that were actually confiscated by the FBI, and it was within about a 30-mile area of downtown. And this is common knowledge in the area, so we called the FBI on their bluff. 118 of those 530 tapes were actually duplicated three times. So they have the original set plus three copies of 118 tapes. Why would the Justice Department lay out that type of money and to take that amount of time to make copies of that many tapes if they weren't of either some legal or evidentiary merit? So for them to lie about the 24 tapes and not, number one, not existing, we called them on that lie. And when they said, yeah, they do exist, they wouldn't release them. Well, we know they have at least five times that many that are of some substance. So, we're up to about, last count was 77 different lies that the FBI had delivered on this case, and we caught them on every single one of them.
We're coming on to a break right now. We got Chris Emery. We've got Steve in Pennsylvania on the other side of the break. So we'll see you there. Stay tuned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We are back. Welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. I'm your host, Gary Franchi. Get to lonelantern.org. Plug in, network with the people over there. Join the forums, join the chat rooms. We've got you know, a great system in place for your, for everyone in the Patriot movement to get involved and to take action. It's time to take back our republic. We're with Chris Emery, a documentary filmmaker and investigator for the Oklahoma City bombing. Chris, we've got a caller. I believe he's got a question or a comment for you. His name is Steve from Pennsylvania. Steve, are you there? We've only got a couple minutes left in the show, so...
Yeah, Chris, I had a question. Was there any word during your investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing, any word at all about a fella who was a congressman, John P. Murtha?
No, I vaguely remember the name, but I haven't covered much from that angle at all. So,
okay, well, John P. Murtha was back in 86 to 88. He was in real tight with Osama bin Laden. Didn't matter which office he held in this district here. Anytime you went into his office, there was always a picture of him and Osama bin Laden standing by side by side. Of course, those pictures have been taken down now. You remember that it was Murtha who's was a Flight 93. He's the one that was first fabricated that Todd Beamer story.
Okay. Now, is this the same Murtha that was a former Marine, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, unfortunately,
okay.
Yeah. And,
yeah,
of course,
okay.
He's also the one that got caught with $50,000 in his pocket in the abscam ordeal also.
Oh, my gosh. I remember that very well. The
okay,
abscam,
well, supposedly, now, they, right. Supposedly they were looking for a building to blow up, and nobody could. Took them a couple weeks, and they couldn't figure out which building to blow up for this for the purpose of, and Murtha picked the Alfred P. Murrah building in Oklahoma City because everybody got that name mixed up with his name, and he said he wanted every block in that building blown off the sidewalk, that there wouldn't be one cement block left. He hated the building because his name is John P. Murtha, and that was the Alfred P. Murrah building.
Right. If I may, let me give you our the email to send further information on that. I'd like to dispatch somebody to follow up on that.
Steve, thank you.
Go ahead. OKCTruth@cox.net. And
say that again, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the lead. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Chris, can you please repeat that contact information for
sure,
anyone with information?
Yes, the website is www.okcbombing.org, and the email would be okctruth@cox.net.
Okay, so if people want to contribute to your investigation or send, they can support you there.
Yes, any leads or any ideas you have, and you know, it's amazing the people we have come forward over the years that. A lot of it has actually turned out to be credible information, so I appreciate the caller. Hopefully we'll be able to follow up on this. Thank you again.
Steve, yes, thank you for the valuable contribution to this investigation, to the research that's being conducted by Chris and his dedicated team. Chris, we're almost out of time here, but when do you speculate that your film will be completed? Is there a release time?
We're shooting for the end of January of 08, and if I may, Gary, I wanted to make special mention before we leave here for an individual by the name of Jesse Trentadue, a attorney out of Salt Lake City. You can Howard Witt out of the Chicago Tribune did a superb job of covering his plea and his plight trying to uncover the murder of his brother, which was closely related to the Oklahoma City bombing. It was the December 10, 06 issue of the Chicago Tribune. Anyway,
Chris,
you can just Google,
you.
Your listeners can Google Jesse Trentadue, T-R-E-N-T-A-D-U-E. It was an incredible saga in and of itself. It's a story within the case. For 11
okay.
years he's been
Chris,
after.
We're closing out the show, and I want to let everyone know I'm not here to make you a follower. I'm here to make you a leader. And as a friend of mine said when he woke from his long slumber, take over the code.